Madam Ambassador, I had mentioned talking about that psychological impact of what it was like when you stood up for yourself and let people know you have a name, and comparing that to what was happening in the White House. But I like what you were sharing with me. There's something that I think will resonate with people even more, especially since we've touched on those two items already, and that is what was going on with Ambassador Harriet Lee Elam Thomas at the time of 9/11.
The first and most important thing is that I had only been married a year before that. I got married 3 days before I was sworn in, before I gave the keys of the United States Information Agency to Secretary Madeleine Albright, who I have to thank for women becoming ambassadors. So I'm in Senegal with my brand new husband, who's of Trinidadian descent, and we learn of the tragedy, and the rest of the day, the responsibility for calming the waters of every American embassy employee, 534 people in three different sites, two satellite sites outside of the key embassy chancellery building, came to one Harriet Lee Elam Thomas. I was no longer the little. Yeah. I was no longer the little Elam girl. I was the mother, the comforting and the stabilizing figure for every American who was posted in the United in Senegal, be they a Peace Corps volunteer or a Fulbright researcher or an independent college researcher. So therefore, I spend the day going to each of the satellite offices, sharing my empathy with them because I know that somebody in that embassy will be touched by that tragedy. And I remember also the fact that every Senegalese who worked for the American embassy had to feel uncomfortable and threatened because the country writ large knew that they worked at the American embassy. If there were terrorists who had embedded themselves in any of the mosques, Senegal is predominantly Muslim country, their lives too could have been threatened. And I had to find the courage to craft a message, no teleprompter, no idea what I'm going to say when I walk in the room, but there was a higher power that gave me the guidance to get through every single one of these sessions with the American embassy staff. That includes Senegalese and Americans working for us. And by the time the day ended, I realized I had never allowed myself to be upset, and I almost lost it when I came home with my husband. And then we realized his daughter was not able to be found because she worked in one of the buildings right across from the towers. Fortunately, she was fine. We found out 48 hours later, she walked across the bridge. Everybody has a story. That's what I'm getting at. No matter how mundane you may think, I didn't end up in Senegal because I was some bright whiz kid. I ended up there because I had mentors, I had family members, and folks from the community and church who saw something in this little child that they felt was worth polishing. They were white, they were black. They did not seem to care what color I was, and trust me, back in that day, that made a significant impact. So I learned the importance of being myself, not trying to be somebody else. I learned not to superimpose my values on the Senegalese or the Ivorian cultures where I worked, because their history was much longer and richer than mine. My parents came to the U.S. on a slave ship. Their parents came from kingdoms that I had never learned about in these uppity schools in Boston, because then African history was not necessarily of any value. Well, that's very different today, yes, thanks to the new film called Black Panther. I also would say that I would not allow other people to define who I am, and I want your listeners and young people to keep that in mind. The film itself, Black Panther, drove home a very important message that the continent of Africa is not what certain people in the White House thought it might be. And that is not just a kingdom of Wakanda, which may have been fictitious. I know of the value of something called coltan that is in every one of our cell phones that comes from the Democratic Republic, yes, of the Congo. I will not go on this, but I also will just say the experience of running that embassy during September 11th, the fact that one of my staffer's father was a fireman and we couldn't find him for 2 days as well, and when he couldn't believe the ambassador walked down to his office, a white military attaché said, "Oh, my heavens, you're in my office." Said, "I'm concerned about your father." The word authenticity is here. If it didn't matter who he was or what color, the human being. And his father had gone back from retirement in the New York Fire Department to rescue people. Well, they found him. I have stayed in touch with that young man. Well, he's a little older now. But finally, I tell my students that no matter what happens, keep in touch with your classmates in high school who may not have gone to college, and they will always be your friends because you may not always be at the top of your game. Most of my students were in the Honors College. They thought they were pretty smart, and I'd say to them, it's only because you happen to have the opportunity to apply. There are other students with the same skills that you have. In essence, my lesson in not only in diplomacy but in life is to be sure that you understand the human condition, be sensitive to other cultures, because you never touch anyone so lightly that you do not leave a trace.
I love that. I love that. Ambassador, if you would give us the 4 points again.
The importance of being authentic or being your authentic self. Civility and humility. Never allow others to define who you are. And remember from whence you came.
That is the real world.
That's today's world, and it was the world in which I grew up. That is never going to change, no matter how many new technological advancements we have, driverless cars or what have you. We need to remember from whence we came.
Awesome. Madam Ambassador, could you share any information about how people can follow you and get your book?
Yes, you can follow me on my Twitter account, and I will be honest with you, I have not remembered the tag. I think it's AMBassadorT, yes, AMBT, that's the hashtag. And the website for the memoir is www.diversifyingdiplomacy.com.
Outstanding.
And I am on Facebook as well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, is going to the website a good way to get the book?
It sure is. It sure is. It is available also on Amazon.
Excellent.
So therefore, your listeners can certainly find it on Amazon. And if they really want one signed by me, they may be able to touch base with me through the website, and we will get it to them.
Outstanding. www.diversifyingdiplomacy.com. Ambassador Harriet Lee Elam Thomas, Diversifying Diplomacy. I tell you what, you have really inspired and encouraged and strengthened us today, and I really appreciate you so much for speaking with me.
It was my pleasure, and as I said to you when we were on break, you must continue the work you're doing because your skills of interviewing someone makes us feel comfortable, and we do not feel that we're being at the first or second inquisition. And trust me, there are those who do that. So I thank you for being so gracious an interviewer.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back.